podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the Rider, Neil Atkinson, Adam Melia, Stephanie Hennigan and John Gibbons all with you this week. And I tell you what, this is one banger heavy show.
Must be the weather.
I was going to say, is it the weather? What has promoted this level of bangers? I've never known the likes of my whole life.
You just told me off saying mine wasn't a banger.
Well, I'd say your second one's not a banger. Your actual opener of the show is an absolute banger. It's like you put all your banger eggs in one basket.
Not everything has to be a banger anyway, so it's all right. Banger eggs.
It's not a banger. He's messed it up again.
No, I haven't, because I wanted this one to open the show, so I've messed nothing up.
Neil, I can't go through this with you again. I'm 2-7. I'm not 1-7.
So you never want to open?
No.
I can't believe you're insisting on being 2-7.
They are my favourite numbers.
I feel like this is like a real... Like, once you've normalised this, you can start executing us. once this is fine, like, oh, it's fine, yes,
let's get to choose numbers. And then suddenly, it's been fine for years, and now Neil is messing with the format.
Suddenly, a bullet in the back of the head, and I was like, well, you know, it's normal, this is the new normal now. Steph gets to shoot 2 or 7 people.
7, please. It is a banger, then. That much is true.
Your opener?
Yeah.
It's an absolute banger. We're going to come on to that, we're going to talk about all the matters arising.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, just wondering how everyone is. Everyone seems in good spirits. We wrote the show in the bar.
We did, yeah. We have actually scripted this.
The writing room.
Yeah,
we did all our content, sorry.
Very carefully. Me, Adam and Neil will feel a lot slicker than Gibbo. He wasn't party to the writing
process.
Wasn't
invited.
He's reading the script now, furiously trying to catch up.
Yeah, so bear with him.
John laughs.
Yeah,
you can honestly... That's your sounding laugh. I'll work on it in the break.
What are we playing?
We are playing Big Frieda featuring Lizzo and karaoke.
Let's go.
Dun, dun, dun. Showtime. Summer shine. Showtime. Got a bevy of bad bras with ankle monitors. Rather hit her with bandos, they cook the pop off. Give a fuck about landlord when we some outlaws. Baby, you can get Randolph, a nigga knocked off. Ooh, bitch, you better. Ooh, bitch, you better. Ooh, bitch, you better. Fuck, I hit her cause you should know better. Pokey.
Big Frida featuring Lizzo, karaoke, all relevant to my interests and needs.
Yes, it ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't it? I'd just like to point out, someone sent me this on Twitter.
It caused murder.
Why?
So,
because you know I don't like being told what to do.
Oh, and you're going to... Yeah, go on.
I'd already chosen
you're
it.
You're going to claim you'd already chosen it, yeah.
I've got receipts. I'd already chosen it. And I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter who it was, but you caused a lot of trouble last week because I was about to unchoose it. And then Neil said he would choose it if I unchose it. And I said, well, I'm not going to let that happen.
Somebody's seeing you like even less
yeah.
I think than after, being told what to do.
Yeah.
When I sent that message, Steph basically came back with, well, that's like checkmate.
Stop playing with me.
It's like when the cat is going to come into the bedroom, and I'm like, come on then. And she's like, no.
Because in the bathroom. No, you asked me.
And then 5 minutes later comes in the room like, and it needs to be my decision.
So I had already chosen this. It's off Big Frida's new EP called Third World Bounce. And it's exactly what you want from Lizzo and Big Frida, who I've been watching her documentary series on Netflix at the moment, and it's bloody brilliant. It's about her and trying to get her career going.
Is this Frida
or
Lizzo?
Frida. But there's a lot of twerking.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
It's dead good.
Lizzo was a guest judge on Drag Race.
She was, yes. Yeah. Yes, that was
glad to see she's doing well.
Yeah.
And they lip sync for their life a song of hers. Can't remember which.
What was it? Can't remember.
Worship Me.
It wasn't Batches and Cookies, and that's as far as my Lizzo knowledge really goes.
She's touring with Haim.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's a good double act.
Seems like some night out.
They're having a ball, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Everyone looks great. Everyone's having a ball. I think Haim are coming on with Lizzo at the end of Lizzo's set, and then Lizzo's going on with Haim during Haim's set, and it's very much like, we're having a ball here.
Oh, that's
Haim
good.
They seem like good girls.
Yeah.
They seem like
people.
You could have a laugh with them.
Yeah. Swiftie took Haim on tour. I mean, I'm not sure, but yeah, all right. But still.
Yeah, no, it's going very, very well. She's also she sold out London dead quick. Lizzo said he moved it somewhere else in London, and I think she sold that out dead quick. I don't know if she's having a look at the rest of the country this time or not. I've
That's
not
good.
Gone any further in, yes. So Lizzo's in great nick.
Good to hear.
Good. I'm glad that our patronage is finally paying off for her.
Yeah, it's about to tip the needle. Always is.
Very slowly.
Did you see Azealia Banks being Azealia Banks?
Yeah, with, what's her name?
RuPaul.
I saw a different one with
What's
somebody else from RuPaul. She's being a divvy.
She's being a tit.
Yeah.
She stopped acting up.
She really does.
I think Monique Exchange had a go at her, and then they had an argument. I saw that.
So that came off the back of Azealia Banks had made Spotify remove Call Me Mother by RuPaul because she said it was basically the same backing track as the Big Big Beat. Which is true, it's very similar, and would stand up if Azealia hadn't ripped off every single one of her fucking songs forever.
That's the problem, isn't
it? Like, she's being all, pious and about this, and you think, hang on, you've literally just lifted. Like, what was the Montel Jordan one where they get on it tonight, and it's just her rapping over the original track. But yeah, she's being a problematic tit.
Yes, Monet Exchange said, good one, Azealia. Gotta love a tired bitch with preschool reads.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead, Monet Exchange.
That's honestly, yeah. Tired Reads is the name of my new club night.
I got my DJ name before, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it again? Moderate Beats.
Mediocre Beats,
sorry, universe. Yeah. Mediocre Beats coming to a motel soon.
What was my... I can't remember what it was now.
Talentless Complaint Now
This
Big.
This was last night.
what was Talentless Complaint Now Big?
Talentless Complaint Now Big. Yeah.
That's your new bio.
Talentless Complaint Now Big.
It almost feels like that's what she said as well, but I couldn't quite work it out.
No, it's not quite there.
It's not quite, but it's almost perfect.
It's like freestyle poetry, that's what it is.
Talentless Complaint Now Big.
Is that a hack move? I don't understand them.
Where are we?
We're at this thing here, which is called something odd. You picked it. Is that
like, Unique 3, Ace Manual, Ace Manual to the floor. It's, by the way, these are all bangers. The
sounded,
show opens.
That sounded normal when you said it.
This show goes absolutely off.
I get it poppin' when the beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin', all our booties be droppin'. I get it poppin' when the beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin' to the flow. I get it poppin' when the beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin', all our booties be droppin', droppin'. I get it poppin' when the beat steady knockin', all our booties be droppin', drop, 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 droppin' to the flow, to the flow, droppin' to the flow. All our booties be droppin' to the flow, to the flow, droppin' to the flow. All our booties be droppin' to the flow.
Unique 3, Ace, Arse, whatever it is, Manual, ASE, Manual.
Yeah, it looks a bit like Arse Manual, Neil.
But it's not. It's ASE. ASE. It could be ASE Manual.
It's just the way it's written looks like Unique 3 and Arse Manual.
There's an element to that, all the Jersey Club sound that you need there. What's your club for this weekend, Adam?
Gym, tan, laundry.
Not really.
It's a Jersey Club thing, isn't it? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got
that's
it.
That's what they used to do in
I'm
Jersey
that
Shore.
Audience.
GTL.
GTL.
Gym Tan Laundry.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to live clean. It's
how's
a
it going?
Beautiful summer's day. The breeze is stupendous.
We wrote that one before. Like, John doesn't get it. He's not up to
yeah, as you can tell, I've still got a cough. So
cough been, fans.
Yeah, hi, cough fans. It's still here. It's really boring. And so I haven't really been drinking. So I haven't really been going out very much. And I feel very alive, like Chris Eubank in that video. I want to jump off mountain ridges when I'm 75.
It's very sexy risk.
Yeah, it's very sexy
very
risk.
Very sexy risk.
Yeah, so I did healthy things. I went and saw some kittens on Saturday.
Did you?
My cat's now a grandmother. And then on Sunday...
Passage of time.
Yeah, some pictures I'll show you in a bit. And then on Sunday I painted out the outside furniture, like wood stainer type thing.
Like Ron Seal.
Cuprinol, actually.
Cuprinol,
but, you know,
yeah.
Other brands are available. We tried Ron Seal and it was crap, actually.
Really? Yeah. Other brands are available.
Other brands are available. Use the other ones. I got sunburned.
So let me just get this straight. You've stained wood and kept it and made it repellent from the elements.
I feel like now I'm agreeing with you, Neil, that you're going to rope me into some sort of more tasks for your new house. No?
Yes. Maybe.
Yes.
The answer to this is yes.
Don't tell Neil any skills.
I know, I just realised that. Yeah.
Any skills.
Yeah. That's what I did. And then...
I'm going to ask you to help me move, you know.
I know. You've decided, like, and you're making it out like that's cool. Like, yeah, I've got you down as a really good mover.
Yeah, I was there the other day and he said that.
Yeah, I mean...
Adam's a really good mover.
It's just a horrible job, isn't it?
No,
it's
you've got...
It's just a massive lie. All right.
You've got real moving skills.
Yeah, all right.
I've offered to help.
I mean, I can pick things up, I can drive. I've driven a transit van before. You know,
I've
I suppose I do.
It.
Yeah.
Have you got out
Have
of
you
it?
Out
yeah.
Of it?
How?
Well, my mum's got a
holiday.
Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Your mum's got a dog?
Yeah, well, she's getting one.
Okay.
So it's quite far. It's like Lincolnshire way. So my mum's driving there, and then I'm driving back while my mum looks after the dog in the back. Mm. So that's what I'm doing that day. I'm worried, a bit worried about this dog.
Feels like a complex set of lies to get out of moving.
I know.
See where we are.
No, this dog's going
to
be
the
like...
key to lying is keep it very simple.
No, no. It's,
and
it's,
you've played yourself there.
No, the dog's going to be very present once it's here, so everyone will realise. Like, my wife, Laura, she keeps saying it's like our dog. And like, this is worrying. I think the dog's going to be around a lot. Like, because your mum goes on Aldi all the time. She's retired.
Well, so do you. This poor dog's homeless.
I think if you need...
Basically, that's how you're going to know it's here. You'll be on shifts.
That's fine. I will look after dogs.
There we go.
If you get a dog, you need somebody to be a babysitter for it quite a lot. Like, you need a regular... No.
Oh, I am.
We've got two cats.
That's good to know, Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now you're self-employed, isn't it?
Yeah.
You take your dogs to meetings. Take your dog. Take the dog.
It's my dog now.
There you are.
I can take it for a run around the park with one of those bells, lead things that I'm so desperate to use. Can't wait. My mum's getting a dog, and my main thing is I want to take the dog for a run around Sefton Park with a lead around my waist.
I think the puppy would be really good, like, for a while. Like, you might have to wait.
Because image this poor puppy being almost dragged.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Bounding along.
I am incredibly fast.
There you go.
Excellent. What's your up to this weekend, Steph?
This weekend was literally days ago now. So
oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so we're now on Wednesday, aren't we?
You haven't got a chance here, have you?
I know. So I do remember some things.
Oh, go on.
I remember that on Friday I bought my house.
That's a segment for later on.
I know, I'm just saying it now.
Yeah, it still happened.
Yeah, it's still part of weekend plans. Mm-hmm. So that was a very big relief to all involved.
huge win for everyone.
How was the move?
Yeah. Really simple, yeah. Adam helped.
What a
He's
guy.
A very good mover.
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
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 Do we have a transit van round your front room?
Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Oh, fucking hell, lad. I can't remember. I think I met my mum, probably. That sounds feasible.
Plausible, so that you met your mum.
Yeah, haven't got a clue. Sunday,
Christ knows. Did you go to church?
No, I haven't been to church in ages.
It's a shame,
can
that, isn't
tell?
It?
Can you tell? I think it's starting
to show. That's sin, super out of you.
No, I'll go to church. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. I went and sat in the park on Sunday. That's what I did. That's what I like doing. I sat in Prince's Park. I read a book. It was Stephen Hawking's book.
Brief History of Time.
That's the fella.
You sat in Prince's Park and read A Brief History of Time and you've forgotten it all.
Stop smiling at me like you made up with this.
I just think there's something funny in it somewhere.
No, actually, it's a well-thumbed copy. And I just, after the whole space thing the other day, I was like, I'm going to give that a reread. And made friends with some of the fishermen. You know, the fishing lads around the pond.
Yeah.
And I tell you, if there's anyone that likes to talk about time and space, it's stone fishermen. Hey, Gail. Go on.
What have you got?
Yeah. And then I went to Keats with my friend Lauren just to check that everything was all right there and it was all fine.
Excellent. Yeah, you're overdue.
Keats is okay.
What are you playing for us, Adam?
I'm going to play the big man himself, Joe Goddard. Love him. And this is a new thing by him called So Much.
Joe Goddard so much.
Yeah, he sounds... I really like Joe Goddard, as I may have mentioned. People may have forgotten. But yeah, and he's he's one of my favourites. I've got a picture of me and him when he played the Invisible Wind Factory. We both look like we've got big heads. But that's probably the way things are, you know. We're middle-aged men. and so, yeah, he's back with two songs. One of them's called So Much, and the other one's called Human Touch, which is a little bit Bruce Springsteen-y. It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
And yet, he's around and about. He's doing bits. He did a tweet the other day saying that he didn't have a power adapter for his synth before he played Primavera. That was quite funny. He was like, has anyone got one? I'm in Barcelona. Don't know if he made
sure
the show.
Sure, someone boxed him.
Muted so many people this week.
Because of Primavera?
Yeah, fuck them.
It sounded quite good, didn't it?
Yeah, your brother was one of them. Muted that story straight away.
My brother went and he was like, oh, yeah, Chromio were really good last night. I'm seeing Lord later. I was like, oh.
Shut up, Daniel.
Ow.
What do you call them, Party Daniel?
Yeah, they do, actually.
I'm seeing Lord on Saturday.
He calls himself that. Hey?
I've seen Lord on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Parklife.
Bloody Parklife, there.
Parklife. Yeah. Scatty, that.
It's horrible.
I've not been before.
Well, it's not pleasant.
I've seen the aftermath when I've been in a bar nearby. And it's like, whoa, sort of like Night of the Living Dead style. People come in for a drink.
Imagine all the worst people you ever meet at festivals in one place, magnified.
And that place is Manchester.
Magnified by Manchester. And it doesn't really matter how good the lineup is. I'd rather be dead.
Have
a lovely time.
I'm just presuming it's going to be fine.
I think it'll probably be fine.
Just drink through it.
Yeah. Well, I'm
which is,
drive.
Oh my God, you can't do it sober.
Really?
No?
Of course.
Shit.
God.
You have not planned this.
What have you got the next day? Something.
It's just like a heavy weekend. I've got Andy Clark's wedding on Friday. And then Parklife Saturday. And then
church. The dog.
We find Jen's birthday on Sunday, Jen Smith.
So it's Saturday night, is it?
It's an all-day thing, Saturday, isn't it? Yeah. So it was more like, are we going to get home, and then my missus was going to drive, but I haven't done anything about getting her on the insurance. So.
Oh, my God, that's a two-second job.
No, it's not, because...
Just ring them up and say, is this okay? All right, then, bye.
But it's too late now because she wants like a run.
She needs to have driving lessons and then.
Oh, she can drive, can't she? Okay.
Basically, she's passed the test, but I haven't put her on the insurance yet.
We'll get her on the insurance.
Well, it's probably too late for Saturday because
it's not.
But no, what I mean is, it is because
it's a bit of a circular conversation. This because she wanted to have a run.
I'm gonna keep going till it.
She wanted to have a run.
if she's driving for the first time in my car. First time since passing the test, which was like 4 months ago or something. I don't think like Parklife.
But there's literal days
it's
between
fair,
now and
really.
Then.
But
it's probably not fair, is it?
I think
get her on the insurance anyway.
I really enjoyed the step outlook during this conversation, which is just fucking do the administrative task, eh? No, but just fucking do the administrative task. No, I take your general fucking point, but just do the administrative task.
They wanted an unreal amount of money when I tried to, I did phone up to do it, and they were like, yeah, it's going to be like 700 quid or something. Bear in mind, my insurance was like 400. I was like, she's only going to go to Tesco. Do you know what I mean?
Which Tesco then?
Yeah, I should have been more specific. Yeah.
Is it a risky Tesco?
It's a straight line from us to Tesco, it's on the same road.
She can just walk then.
Quite far, it's a long road.
You've got to carry the shopping back.
There's a lot of excuses here, but what you need to do is just get her on the insurance and shut up moaning.
I'm breaking this into smaller and smaller pieces as this part wears on.
Drive.
Oh, God. Well, on your head be it.
I'm looking at the lineup.
I said I'd give Dan Morgan a lift home now as well, so I'm sort of snookered.
Well, you really have backed yourself into a series of corners.
Yeah.
I'm quite impressed. So you're going on Saturday?
Yeah.
Get the shuttle from the train station. That's a thing.
Yeah, we'll get home.
The shuttle back to the train
there
station?
There won't be trains, that late.
There's no fucking trains anymore anyway.
Yeah, trains.
Oh, yeah, there's no trains,
remember,
is there?
Trains.
Yeah.
Come on, Britain had trains. Glory
sorry,
days.
I forgot. We don't do trains.
We've still got
anymore.
Them in the south, rumours are.
Yeah, the south have got somebody, even them. They've got the Thames Link stuff. It's horrendous.
Southwestern always, I think, sounds like a nightmare.
I think when we were writing before.
Every few months, Southwestern on the news. Oh, and these people going, I paid £700.
For a one-way ticket.
Southern aren't very good.
I had to stand the whole way on the trolley.
Southern aren't great. I've decided that my news resolution is to stop thinking about infrastructure because I can't impact it at all, and it's really stressful. Oh, but yeah, so I'm just not gonna.
Okay,
I'm gonna stop.
I mean, yes.
Just remind me if I say anything.
So
about,
who else is on Saturday then?
The XX, NERD, yeah. Lord, Sanford. Sanford will be great. I'd love to see Sanford actually.
Seen Sanford.
Oh, I.
Sanford. Seen the XX. Not seen Lord.
Sings Jesse like Ware. He's got hot pizza in
seen
his mouth.
Seen Jesse Ware. I interviewed Jesse Ware. Remember, I asked if she ever tried to steal earrings from fashion shoots. One of my proudest journalistic moments.
What did she say?
She said no, but it was a good idea and she might try to in future.
Very good.
Yeah.
And ever since then, she's had amazing earrings.
MNIC's on. They've got ASAP Rocky, Giggs, Bugsy Malone. Cassie's dead. We played that last week.
Yeah, it was good, though.
Bonobo, John Hopkins, you've got. A bit of John Hopkins going off.
I think
there's literally no point reading this out because there's no tickets left.
Green Velvet.
For me.
Lauren Losung.
You should know, you've booked.
It was a while ago, though, but I've forgotten. I know XX and Lord.
That sounds, that'll do you. I mean, that'll do you.
Yeah.
XX and Lord will do you. yeah, you'll be at NERD in the middle. That'll be sound. Yeah. And so I think you're just going to main stage this, aren't you?
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah.
But Godspeed.
Godspeed.
God, they're not on, are they? It'll be a bit of a dreary one.
that smug smile.
Made up with that. John, what are you playing?
I am playing, it's Paul Simon Homeless, but it's the Joris Vaughan remix.
It's going to go off.
Somebody say,
Paul Simon, Homeless, the Joris Vorm remix. Boom.
Yeah, it's really good, that, isn't it? I even broke my new remixes reel for it. It's from an album of remixes of Graceland called Graceland the Remixes.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, it came out on June the 1st, so really? It's very, very recent.
Adam's tone there was like he should have signed it off.
I still should have known.
It's Paul Simon approved, apparently.
Boss. I really, really like the Todd Terje Diamonds dub.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a shock. I would never have done
it. I know, it is my Venn diagram. It's a circle.
You'll never guess which thing Adam really likes.
Yeah, it's a Todd Terje remix.
Yeah, some of the songs have been around for a little while. I think this one's actually from 2017, but they've kind of pulled
the original
together.
Album's like 30 years old.
Oh, yeah, well, there is ones, yeah, those guys. Is there any Todd? No.
Oh.
Maybe that's a little bit too old. But yeah, I've got Oki.
Oki. Fucking Oki.
Yeah, I made up you refer to him as Oki as well.
Well, he's a close personal friend, isn't he, of all of us? He's doing bits.
Yeah.
What's Oki done? What song's Oki done?
Crazy Love.
Okay.
I don't know if that... I mean, that would be awful.
But it's probably the first thing I'm going to listen to after this show.
But I love Paul Oakenfold.
We all do. He's got a special place in our hearts.
Do you remember when I literally... Well, you won't remember because you didn't know me then. I literally took my top off and threw it at him for his
sign. I have heard the story.
I still have it.
You threw your top at Oki.
I went to Greenfield. And I wanted him to send me T-shirt, so I dropped a T-shirt off and threw it at him, and he signed it and he threw it back. I had a bra on, but yeah, that's the whole story.
Splendid.
Excellent work. Groove Armada on it as well, and Fever Corporation, and many more. It's good.
Cool.
It's the sound of summer.
I'll listen to that, definitely. That's
We can't have
about
competing sound of the summer.
No, okay, it's just a nice sound then.
You backed down very easily there.
What do you think is Sound of the Summer? Because I thought, I know, but I've completely changed my mind. I think it's...
You can't. I saw someone else the other day.
But if you think it's going to be one thing and then you've just got one song in your head for the summer.
I saw someone else the other day, completely separate from you, refer to it as the Song of the Summer.
DJ Cozy one, yeah, that was. And I think there was a competing thing from Ariana Grande as well, which is quite a good song.
Oh, that's so good. It's
great, isn't it? It's like Kei Shonada.
Her album's out this week.
Is it?
I think so. Very excited.
But I can't stop. Every morning I wake up and I've got Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa, One Kiss, in my head.
That was the sound of spring.
I know what you mean, and I thought that. I know what you mean. Sometimes those Sounds of the Summer ones came out in spring, and then everyone sort of knows them by the summer.
No, but it's been number one for 7 weeks.
No, I know.
It's no longer the sound of... It's not the sound of the summer, it's the sound of spring.
Who decides?
I do.
I shouldn't have asked.
No. I'll do you a full listening. I'll do you my summer song strategy if you want.
Okay.
Yeah. The SSS.
Yeah.
Steph's SSS.
Speaking of which, I enjoyed your Kiev playlist.
It's Kiev good.
Boys.
Yeah,
I was cross with the Jamiroquai.
Really?
I was like, oh, Adam's not trying to make Jamiroquai happen, is he?
I am.
He is. He's often trying to make Jamiroquai happen, Adam.
I disapprove.
Playing Reading. I fucking love those guys.
Disapprove.
Yeah, he's always trying to make Jamiroquai happen.
I don't know. I'm all right with a bit of Jamiroquai.
I think I'm quite a lot like him.
GOTW.
All right, already.
Yeah, we've just skipped over the running part.
And profiteroles and other desserts.
Yeah, I had a profiteroles before.
John didn't tell us about his weekends. We're just flying, to be honest with you.
What is the point of having all this script?
Went to Spain.
What is the point?
Then I went to Bongo's Bingo, then did housework.
Excellent. I saw the people partying. I thought to myself, what the fuck?
All day. All night.
Johnny.
Local people.
Yeah, it's local people. So, gig of the week. Good stalling, everyone, while I found it. For Upper Reds on the Twitter. He's asked me for Belfast.
What's his name?
Upper, like UPPA.
What's his real name?
Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Al.
I think, from his Twitter handle.
Not fucking around with Twitter names.
All right, well, no one asked you to. All right, Alan.
Come on.
I think his name's Alan. I'm sending him to go and see a band called Winona Bleach, who I'd never heard of before, but this is a good song. So this is them. I'll tell you about the gig afterwards. This is Eyes Burning.
We'll be right back.
Winona Beach, eyes burning, Steph's going to London for tea, more soon.
So East Lancs talk. Everyone talks about the East Lancs and it's not a part of my life. I sometimes zoom over
it's
it.
It's not something you're missing.
I never spend any time on the East Lancs and some people really seem to.
Yeah.
Big in the world of walls, isn't it?
It's very... I thought we weren't talking about infrastructure anymore.
Oh, yes, sorry. You're right. That's my New Year's resolution. Though, so it's not New Year yet.
Next New Year?
Yeah, next year.
Oh, it's next, so you can do all the infrastructure you like between now and then.
I'll try not to anyway, just because it burns my head out.
Yeah.
So, that was eyes burning, heads burning out because of infrastructure. And so they are, Winona Bleach are playing at Voodoo in Belfast, might be a hairdresser's, on Friday the 15th of June.
Used to be a Voodoo in Liverpool, remember?
Yes, the day.
That was dead good, wasn't it?
Is it not there anymore?
Techno days. Techno Voodoo.
Oh, not the hairdresser?
No, that's Voodoo with the U.
That's where I get my hair done.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Voodoo for him.
Voodoo for him.
There's also Voodoo colours, and there's you get lots of options when you ring them up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to... Voodoo. Do you want Voodoo for him? Bold Street.
I always have a glass of apple juice.
They got Voodoo Child?
They've got like a list of like rankings of people who can cut your hair as well. Mm. They're like one of them's astronauts. I think.
Yeah.
PhD. Would you like an astronaut? Yeah. After a little bit.
PhD.
How much is an astronaut?
The thing is, when you go, if you go and you find someone that you like, which has happened with me, Chloe has been cutting my hair there for about 10 years, and so she's been promoted and promoted, and now it costs a fucking fortune. Yeah. I feel like saying, "It should."
She's still
stop.
Just the same old Chloe.
Yeah.
So Chloe from the block.
In fact, she does less because she's a director now, so she just directs.
Oh, yeah.
Wash her hair.
Yeah. Snip.
Do that
no.
Bit.
Yeah.
Snip. Yep. Snip.
More of a concept.
Yeah, it's my hair.
She just oversees Steph's hairdo.
Yeah, she's very much a strategy level.
Yeah,
I've said strategy so much lately. It's my new buzzword.
It's very inspirational, Steph.
Thank you. I am. I'll tell you about that later.
Cool.
Is it my go? Why have we all stopped talking?
I think it's John's go.
John's go.
Oh, I'm playing Crystal Fighters because any excuse, booming in your Jeep.
We turn it up. mind feels just so right, rolling and we get no sleep. With the bass so deep. I'm a woman and you're woman and you're deep.
That's Crystal Fighters booming in your Jeep.
Yeah, they're one of my favourite bands. I really, really like them.
Do you see them in a cave?
No.
They're Crystal like, something else? Castles?
No, Crystal Fighters played in a cave just outside San Sebastian.
That's right.
I think I talked about it because there's clips from it.
In my head, you went. You saw them not long after.
I saw them at a festival with you.
That's right.
And then I saw them in Valencia. That was really cool because I think the drummer's like from there or something, so it felt a bit hometowny.
They're great when we saw them. Yeah. I get them confused with all sorts of bands then. Like,
there's too many Crystals, yeah.
There is too many Crystals.
It's the Castles.
The Castles.
yeah. There's probably other Fighters too.
Yeah.
But I saw them in Liverpool as well, and they were good there. But the Valencia was probably the best. They've got dates, and it's one of those where you'd like to go to all of them. So they're playing in Valencia during the 9th, Festival of the Arts, and then... That's June the 9th. Then into July on the 7th, they're playing Rio Babel in Madrid. Then they're playing somewhere in Holland on the 15th. Then Arena Sound in Buriana, Spain, August 2nd. Then they're playing a festival in Portugal on August the 25th. And then Granada Sound in Granada, Spain on September the 21st. So there you are. They're doing festival bits in Spain, largely.
He's right, the boys.
Yep.
Excellent stuff. Good. Well in Crystal Fighters. Steph.
Hi.
This is the seventh.
Part seven, look.
Oh, look. Here part seven. Here I am.
Here I am.
I am this week. You know as well, I'll be next week. Probably 3 and 5. My two least favourite numbers.
3 and 5, your least favourite numbers. Mm-hmm. So we can relax around 1, 4, 6, and 8.
You'll be a tyrant, Steph.
Just so I understand.
I just like what
feels
I'm like,
arbitrary,
okay.
3 and 5, doesn't it, Adam?
I think it's fine. It's whatever you want.
So 2 and 7 are the best.
Don't give her an inch. She'll take
2 and 7 are the best.
Many, many miles.
1, 4, 6, and 8 are all right. 3 and 5. Oh, don't you even fucking think about it, Atkinson.
You should write this down, Neil.
Honestly, I'm memorising it. Searing it into my memory.
I don't know how that happens. Yes, 7. So, Georgia Smith. February 3rd.
Not 2nd or 7th?
No.
There's a life outside I didn't know. Tied up, falling down to an empty soul. And Lord knows that this love is given all of my love to this broken home. So why don't you lose yourself for me? Why don't you lose yourself for me? What is it that your eyes don't see? Why don't you lose yourself for me? It won't work if it don't. That I can't see through the fold. The same stains that were left from the cherry wine. The same stains that I wish we could both rewind. Did you notice that the feeling ain't never gone? Did you notice it's the feeling you've been running from?
if your eyes ain't falling for me. Did you open up my heart just to take it from me? So why don't you lose yourself?
Georgia Smith, February 3rd.
Yes. Why does it say 6 days before your birthday?
Your birthday is the 9th, isn't it?
It is not now.
I thought it was the 9th. What is it?
I have a guess what my birthday might be.
Is it actually the 3rd?
No.
10th.
Oh, my God.
2nd. 7th.
7th.
Yes.
February the 7th.
That's why.
The 7th.
Ah. It's the 7th. The second month.
Oh, my God. It's so easy.
And it's like, the whole show has been numerology. It's actually been scripted by Dan Brown.
Open the dictionary up. 7th page, 2nd word.
Yep. There we are.
So that's the 7th of the 2nd.
Ah.
See?
What year was that?
That's 1982. It is, isn't it? 1982. Yes. So Georgia Smith. I was going to say Georgia Brown then because she said Devon Brown. Georgia Smith is... Her new album's out this week. This week's a good week for pop music. I'm very excited. Or late. She's not really pop music. She's good week for music that I like. But this is just a really good excuse to sit on your own and cry while you look out of a window. That's the genre it's in.
I think there's definitely some good music out in the last week and coming up as well. I nearly played Moody Man this week, and Moody Man's got an album coming out this month, which is exciting.
Moody Man, when I used to go clubbing, Moody Man, because he always hides his face, doesn't he? Yeah. And that was such a big thing. We were so fascinated by that. Oh, look, there he is. He's got his curtain up. Fucking hell, what a gang of plebs.
Should have thrown your T-shirt on his face. How'd you like it? Double. Sign that. You can't see.
So, yeah, Georgia Smith is great. She has an amazing voice. That is called February the 3rd because when she recorded it, that's what it was saved as, and she couldn't be bothered renaming it. That is the kind of logic I aspire to.
It's absolutely a bit of you, that, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is it called this? Couldn't be asked to think of anything else. Thank you, Georgia.
February the 3rd feels about right as well for it. I've listened through. She's done well there, Georgia.
Yeah.
It's come together really rather nicely.
It's not February the 7th, which is a celebration day.
Is it a celebration day? In how many countries?
Across the world. Apart from Canada. I don't know why I said that.
It's when Mardi Gras is. Is Mardi Gras for you?
That's not Feb the 7th, is it?
I think so.
It's not that early, is it? I mean, if it is, it probably is for me.
It's for you, yeah.
If you look at it, there's lots of things that I like involved in Mardi Gras.
Yes, that's true.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's a very me-focused festival. Talking about me-focused festivals, Pride kicks off now until the end of July. I can't wait for the G-Bar car park rave. Fordy told many people, keep that Saturday free.
Mardi Gras was February the 13th this year. So a week later.
I was meant to turn up on Feb the 14th.
Do you think Pride should be in like one day everywhere? Or
no.
Or do you think like not?
No.
Okay.
It should be a 3 month
long. Because then people wouldn't get to do all of them, would they?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's doing all of them.
I did 3 last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, good on you.
And I'm completely heterosexual. So imagine what the gays are doing.
Subtitle for this show.
Yeah, that's true.
Most weeks, in fact. All right, then. Thank you very much to Adam, Steph and John. It's an EP.
Thumbs up.
EP. Oh, yeah, we're not having a pug yet. We're going to have it afterwards.
Shit, not again.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. It can be, cause it's a different venue, you see.
I want to be back in the tower.
I know. We will be soon. Back to normal-ish soon. Because on Monday I'm getting a train, so you can all enjoy making me late.
The classics. Yeah.
All of your favourite activities boiled down into one. Yeah. We were talking about Nigel, EP out on Bandcamp. It's an absolute belter. This is called On Your Own. Thanks to everyone. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Network.